So you have learned that to be worthy to receive abundance, you simply need to be present, be in alignment with the universe, be in integrity with yourself, and be open to receive. In connection with your business, that relates to service. When we are expressing from that unique zone of genius, that is natural, unique brilliance of who you are, that is your soul component, and then that comes through us without necessarily wanting anything in return, you're naturally putting out the frequency broadcast that results in the universe responding back in a form of abundance. So, what that looks like in your business is whatever it is you're planning, whatever you're strategizing, that has to be around the area that is your natural superpower. So your strategy must be related to what is your superpower and how that superpower is going to be utilized within your business structure. And anything that is not matching that direction needs to be either outsourced to somewhere else or delegated to your team or your virtual assistant or something that you would just spend less time on. If you're a one-person operation, that would be something you do as a maintenance component of your scheduling versus the main part of where you're actually showing up. Whatever we do in our businesses, when we show up from that zone of genius with that unique brilliance, we bring through the alignment. This is naturally what, in a sense, puts you in alignment, right? Like, I get that question a lot: how do I get in alignment with the universe? Well, you get in alignment by serving. If we're looking at something as to how can I get, then there is scarcity mentality to begin with. That's a limitation perception of the identity. Because that means the person says, I don't have, I need. So, how do I get more money? How do I get more clients? How do I get this program to work? And so on. Anytime we do that, we are in scarcity frequency broadcast. And what we want is instead put all of that neediness to the side. Remember that we need to look at, okay, what kind of experience I want to have and make a decision. It's a decision. You actually have to decide, okay, I am going to have that experience. Not the one I'm having of scarcity, but that one of abundance. And in order to have that one, let's look at who is she being? Who is that person who's having that experience? Okay, then you go and you step into that identity. And then you bring that into your current environment and you live your life from the place of that person. That person identity, the one that already has what you desire, will automatically be in their natural zone of genius. They will automatically be shining their light, being the light worker in helping this world, helping the planet to transform, helping human consciousness to transform, helping the change to come about. Whatever it is that your natural inclination is. And we tend to think like, oh my God, service has to be this huge thing, and all I'm doing is this little something. Maybe you, I don't know, design websites for people, or maybe you're a coach and you're, you know, help somebody with nutrition or with their life issues, or something like that. Like, whatever it is, or overwhelm, let's say, or maybe transformation in their life, like period to period, like motherhood into like now children left the house. What do I do? So maybe you work with that. Maybe you work with health issues. Maybe you work with sexuality and help people figure out more access to their own bodies. Whatever it is you do, it's a service if you're in the zone of genius of who you are, if you are in that unique brilliance. And it's a really high-level service that is transformational. The reason for that is because we all are interconnected. If you remember the lesson one, right, about what the universe is. And how we talked about how abundance is the combination of universal intelligence on one hand and oneness on another. you put them together and you essentially get universe as a living being that we are all part of. So within that living being, we are the divine sparks. If we each actually are sparking, if we're sparking whatever we meant to spark, which is our zone of genius, that's the thing that feels so natural, so easy, that it just feels like, well, of course, this is just what I do. This is what I can talk about. If you wake me up in the middle of the night and say, hey, I need you to go onto this podcast and talk for the next hour on this subject, you would be like, oh, sure, no problem, because you just got it. Like, this is something you don't have to think about and figure out, like, your presentation. You just can go and talk on that subject or write on that subject or whatever it is that you need to do, because this is something that easy for you. Whatever that is your service. That is your sparking from this big divine universe into you now. So that brings us into container, into having to have a space to receive the abundance in and then sort of experience it. The container, it's essentially means to let it go through you, but also to accumulate enough to have the experience of it. And connecting that to money in your business, that looks like not just having opportunities come into you and then all the money somehow leaving for something else that comes up. And some people tend to do that roller coaster thing when, you know, feast or famine, there's either a lot or suddenly everything disappears. Or I've seen a lot when people generate a lot of money, but in the end, there is nothing accumulated in their business because everything is spent on something. And if you ask them, was it spent on, they kind of don't even know. It's just life happened. So what we want to do is have a clear container. Container connects to self-worth. If you believe you're worthy to hold on to abundance, you will hold on to abundance without having to do anything. It's natural. That's actually how we are designed. So in the conscious energetics of this universe, like the energy laws of how it all works, your resonance is what then creates that container. So if you are resonating as, I am in alignment with the universe because I'm in my zone of genius and I'm shining my light, I'm being the light worker by the use of my superpower and offering it to the world, and in doing so, I am fully worthy of everything that the universe has to offer, then the universe offers and you receive, and it's naturally contained within your field. That's the energetics of it. Translating that onto more material plane, it looks like in your business, you're choosing to create a program or your offer, whatever you're doing in your business, around your natural superpower. So then it feels like it flows, it feels like it's easy. Because of that, when you're putting it out into the world, even though you still have some strategy of to how you're going to launch that product or how you're going to introduce people to your new service, even though there is strategy, and we talked about before how you have to have intuitive and strategy together, so there's still strategy, but there's also that intuitive side that allows you to have free movement in it. So it's not like this regimented, okay, I'm going to do 3 videos on, you know, this week, and then I'm going to make the live cast over here, and then I'm going to put this blog post. Instead, it becomes more of, okay, this is the structure I have. But I know that what I'm bringing through is this thing that's naturally mine. This thing that naturally feels like it's my superpower, something I hear offering people freely because this is who I am. And yes, I want to get paid for that because appropriate fee for that would be how the universe will resonate with what I'm putting out. When you do that, then whatever strategy you have and that intuitive component, they work well together. So then your launch goes easier. Maybe it's attracting more people than you normally would. Maybe you end up creating a relationship with someone, like a helpful person comes into your life that then introduces what you do to his or her circle of friends or clients. So in other words, synchronicities in life begin to happen because you're in alignment. This is something that we cannot strategize. Like mentally, we cannot decide like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. You can have, let's say, 20 affiliates promoting your course and still get very limited sales and a lot of hardship and struggle. Or you can have three affiliates promoting it and doing it sort of in a free-flowing way, like you woke up in the morning and you knew that this morning is supposed to be, let's say, an email going out, but you felt like doing a Facebook Live in addition to it, you went on and just talked about something that was relevant to your program, let's say, and suddenly you got the same amount or more of inflow of new clients that you would have with, let's say, 25 affiliates and very rigid launch. So it's not necessarily the structure. Strategies are extremely important, but they have to match you. They have to match who you are. And that's why we really want to make sure that whatever we are doing in life, we are doing from that natural zone of genius, from who you are. So then you can receive. Now I want to circle back to the worthiness component. It is difficult to believe that you're worthy of everything in the universe if you connect money and actions you're doing. And we've looked before at how money is not directly linked to the people or the service you're providing. Money comes from the universe itself. It's a frequency that you have to match. If you match that frequency, money comes in. But you match that frequency by being in your zone of genius and then shining your superpower into the world. That's how you do it. So that's the conscious energetics of how to make it happen. Okay? So when we think we have to earn money, that is incorrect. We have to put out something, and yes, then the universe responds. That is true. We have to match that frequency of money. But it's not because we're earning it. In other words, the direct link actually does not exist. That's a huge misconception. So in your business, if you're thinking like, okay, I want to make 100,000 in this launch, so I'm going to do this, 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 and that to make that happen, that's actually a scarcity mentality, and then it creates an interference pattern. So all that universe hears is, okay, she has limitation, because she has to get to that 100,000 this particular way she already decided, and that it's not going to be anything more than 100,000. Well, if there's another pattern with that, like, I don't know, I don't believe it's going to happen, or my product is not that great, or nobody will pay for this, or whatever else, that then adds to it as a interference pattern. So you can see how then universe gets this order and says, all right, then she's not going to make 100,000 in that launch. She's going to make, let's say, half, and it's going to be through a lot of hardship or whatever steps that she set out that she thinks she needs to go through. If, on another hand, we say, all right, I decide that I'm going to shine my light and bring through this amazing thing that I want to bring through, and it's wrapped into this product or service with a bow on it, and I'm offering this to the people, and I would like to receive 100,000 or more from the universe because I am just so excited that I came up with a means to package the universal divine light into this thing that I'm now offering people. See? So now, yes, people will have to come in and purchase the product for the money to show up in the account, but the money shows up into account because the frequency of you and the frequency of the universe match. That's how we create abundance. The universe then hears that you're saying, oh, okay, she is bringing through this amazing something that I, the universe, like, and this something is also open to anything, like she has a system of how she's gonna do it, but it's not rigid, it's not locked in, so she's open to me guiding her, me, the universe, and she wants 100,000 for it. Great, maybe I can give her even more because this is an awesome vibration. As long as she's open for more, and let's say she stated that she is. So that's how we create in our business consciously. It's essentially co-creation with the universe, and being worthy to receive has to do with matching the frequency of money, the component of abundance that's material, by serving through our natural zone of genius, through that superpower that you have.